statistics. It's the 5th of October, 1973. It's Paul Cummings talking to Michael Lowe in his studio at 39 Bond Street. You know, it's interesting. You're a born New Yorker. And very few of the artists seem to be born in New York. They come from all over the country.
And Europe as well.
Right, right. So... what part of New York were you born in?
I was born, I don't know exactly the street, but it was supposed to be in Upper Harlem somewhere. But we lived there for only a short time and then moved from there to a place in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lived in the Rockaways.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time I was 6 or 5, we came back to New York, to Harlem again, except it was a little lower Harlem, mm-hmm. around the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So
it was closer to Yorkville.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And from there I started going to school. Mm-hmm. My first schooling was elementary school around on 3rd Street, 99th Street, places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, the neighborhood school.
Until we moved to the Bronx. By the time I got to the 8th grade, I think we moved to the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of Jewish origin, mm-hmm. and in those days, most of the Jewish people were beginning to move out of that whole tenement district, that area.
In the upper 90s?
Because the Bronx. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They moved up there?
And, of course, the Bronx was actually, at that time, another status,
mm-hmm.
in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Upper status compared to the tenement district of Middle Harlem, New York, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now it's become ghetto again.
Yeah, changes around and around. Well, do you have brothers and sisters?
I was the oldest, and I have. Two sisters and two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And except for another, I was the only one who had predisposition for going into art, but I do have a sister who paints and draws fairly well, but she's never taken it up professionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she continues to do so,
mm-hmm.
never has exhibited.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 years my junior.
What's her name? Which one?
Lily. Mm-hmm. She's been married to a poet and a painter. Now she lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had a troubled life.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very close.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been very close to the whole beginnings here in New York
mm-hmm.
schools. You know,
mm-hmm.
most of the people.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the community very well.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people who teach at New York Studio School,
mm-hmm.
she knows all those people.
Mercedes and that whole... did you start drawing as a child?
I was drawing all through my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was an eccentricity, actually, as compared to all the other kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In that respect, I was I felt isolated,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I was always singled out as having some.